Say what you will about the beauty of rows and rows of corn or wheat. They can't hold a candle to fields of blooming sunflowers. Bright yellow and cardinal red sunflowers bloom in late summer on research plots at Iowa State University.
We want to have that branching and that multiple flower head architecture.
Plant breeder Jessica Barb wants to understand more about their genetics. She carefully swipes a paper towel across the surface of a flower and transfers the pollen it picks up to a different one.
The pollen is being transferred from our little handy-dandy paper towel to actually the stigmas.
She's studying self-pollination because with fewer wild bees around, that's a feature that can help sunflowers survive. Barb wants to find the precise genetics that control it.
We're really interested in identifying those candidate genes so that we can help breeders guarantee that that trait is already present and so that they don't need bees.
Barb says her research is going to go faster now that the entire sunflower genome has been mapped. That's because a genome map, like a traditional map, offers landmarks and other features to help guide researchers to what they're looking for. Beyond pollination, the genome map will speed up breeding for other qualities that help improve the bottom line on the farm. Sunflowers, like all crops, have their foes. A fungus decimated the crop in 2010, taking out nearly 40% of it. South Dakota State University plant pathologist Fabina Matthew has worked since then to find ways to protect sunflowers from the fungus.
We want to know what genes get expressed when the pathogen infects the sunflower plant and what genes can be expressed as resistance when the pathogen infects.
If they can figure that out, companies may be able to develop hybrids that won't succumb to the fungus. Matthew says historically it has taken 15 years for discoveries like hers to reach farmers in the form of a new hybrid seed. With the mapped genome, she says,
that cuts back that 15 years to maybe 10 years probably, so we would be saving time there.
That might still sound like a long time, but farmers don't switch up their crops quickly because they need to feel confident they're not going to lose a lot of money on something new. Plus, sunflowers don't offer a wide array of markets as corn or soybeans do. About 80% of the sunflower harvest in the U.S. gets crushed into vegetable oil. The other 20% is for the baseball snack standard. Sunflower seeds are also used in baked goods, trail mix, what the industry calls confectionery.
What I think farmers are doing is they're looking for alternatives to grow different crops.
That's the National Sunflower Association's John Sandbachen.
And they're also looking for profitable crops. And sunflower has been a very profitable crop over the years and is something that producers have looked to add into the rotation just to give them some diversity.
Sandbachen says results vary widely, but generally, sunflowers are a bit cheaper to grow than some other plants, meaning farmers might squeak out a profit in years when they lose money on other seeds or grains. And just having sunflowers in the rotation offers soil health benefits. They have very long roots, so they can access water deep down in dry conditions that kill other crops. And while they're there, they can pick up valuable nutrients. That's something Brent Hulke from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's research office in Fargo, North Dakota, sees.
We found in cases where we've grown sunflower after a sustained period of corn-soybean rotation or corn-soybean-wheat rotation, that it finds nitrogen that other crops have left behind.
And the sunflower's roots create tiny tracks that may help the next crop stretch a little deeper. So in the right fields, sunflowers can be a moneymaker that also helps the environment. If that seems too good to be true, it might be. Because despite other benefits, farmers are only going to go for sunflowers if they can make money. And right now, aside from a band of states from North Dakota to Texas, most people don't live close to a processing plant, which means they'd lose money transporting the crop to market. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.